Help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Of J.P. Morgan Chase offered this insight. People actually have a lot of money, and they don't particularly feel like going back to work. Jamie, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. And since COVID-19 hit, millions have lost their jobs, savings, and even homes. So they're not exactly lollygagging around the house counting their cash. Instead of listening to the uber-rich class ignorance of Diamond, who pocketed $35 million in pay last year, Congress ought to be listening to actual workers explain why they're not rushing back to the jobs being offered by restaurant chains and such. They would point out that there's no labor shortage, there's a wage shortage. More fundamentally, there's a fairness shortage. It was not lost on restaurant workers, for example, that while millions of them were jobless last year, their corporate CEOs were grabbing millions, buying yachts, and living large. Yet, more than half of laid-off restaurant workers couldn't even get unemployment benefits because their wages had been too low to qualify. Then, there's the high risk of COVID exposure for restaurant employees, an appalling level of sexual harassment in their workplace, and demeaning treatment from abusive bosses and customers. No surprise, then, that more than half of employees said in a recent survey that they're not going back to those jobs. After all, even a dog knows the difference between being stumbled over and being kicked. To get the workers they need, corporate giants should try the free enterprise solution right at their fingertips, raise pay, improve conditions, and show respect. create a place where people want to work. This is Jim Hightower saying, for a straightforward view from workers themselves, go to the advocacy group onefairwage.site. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, now live streaming on Facebook from the Chat and Chew Cafe. So grab a libation, pull up a virtual chair, and join our freewheeling conversations with political mavericks, musical agitators, and kick-ass grassroots groups. The Lowdown Happy Hour will connect you to good trouble activists who are building people power across America. Get the lowdown at HightowerLowdown.org.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Have we reached the point where corporations or corporatism is triumphing over democracy? It sure seems that way to me. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, what to watch for in Michigan? Is NATO considering sending troops to Ukraine? And PharmaCare is coming to Canada. A lot in the news today. I'll share with you in a moment. In the second hour of our program, my colleague Dean Obidala is going to drop by. Why Trump won't call out Putin? An interesting take. Also, Trump's alarming fundraising scam exposed. And a crazy alert. Maybe she has a brain tumor or she's just nuts, but not a single Republican has called out this Republican candidate for saying that her platform is that she wants to exile Jews. Seriously? In the third hour of the program, Gavin Newsom has a jaw-dropping new ad that is going viral in red states. In geeky science, oh my, microplastics found in every human placenta tested in this new study. They first discovered microplastics in human placentas in 2004, I believe it was. I mean, this is very, very recent. Excuse me, in 2020. This is very recent research. And the Hunter and the Farmer's World Alert, how to train your attention span with meditation. So, you know, a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with corporatism triumphing over democracy. That was, you know, this is the question that I raised in my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take. And it's pretty straightforward stuff. I mean, back in 1886, the Supreme Court did not rule that corporations are persons and therefore entitled to rights under the 14th Amendment or the Bill of Rights, even. They did not rule that. In fact, they ruled the opposite of that. They ruled that the Santa Fe Railroad, I guess it was, had to pay the tax that was being charged, even though it was different than it was in Santa Clara County, even though it was different than it was in Santa Ana County. But the chief clerk, or the single clerk of the court, his name was John Chandler Bancroft Davis, J.C. Bancroft Davis, whose father had been the governor of Massachusetts. He himself had been a railroad president, Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. He wrote in the headnote for that case, we've talked about this before, he wrote in the headnote that the chief justice in a side conversation had said, you know, we're not going to debate whether corporations are persons. We all agree that they are. Now, Waite, when he said that, the chief justice, Morrison Remick Waite, when he said that, what he was talking about was whether a corporation can be forced to pay taxes. You know, there's two kinds of personhood. There's natural persons, that's you and me, and there's artificial persons, that's corporations. Both, by virtue of their personhood, pay taxes. But, you know, in 1886, natural persons were the only ones who had access to the Bill of Rights to say, you know, that they have free speech, that they can buy politicians, that they have the right to privacy, that they don't have to testify against themselves. All of these things that corporations are now using to block any effort to control or regulate corporate activity. So, you know, the court did not rule that corporations are persons in that 1886 case. Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. But the rail, you know, and like I said, the railroad ended up having to pay their tax. But the court later, like a decade or two later, on several occasions now, in fact, on over 30 occasions in the nearly 100 years since then, has, actually it's more than 100 years since then, the court has repeatedly pointed to the headnote, which is not a legal decision. It's just a comment by Davis. But they refer to this headnote and say, yeah, you know, corporations are persons. We've got to reverse this. I mean, this is nuts. This is, you know, this is the culmination of what Mussolini called corporatism. He said famously in the Italian Encyclopedia Italiana, he said, fascism should more correctly be called corporatism because it's about the merger of corporate and state interests. And that's exactly what fascism is. And that's exactly what, you know, the Supreme Court has been bringing to us. And then they doubled down on this in 1996, I believe it was, with Buckley, Buckley versus Vallejo. And then in 76. And then in 78, they doubled down with First National Bank versus Bilotti. So what we're seeing here is just the rapid disintegration of human rights as they're being replaced by human rights being given to corporations who then use those rights to increase their domination, their dominance over our world, over our political systems, over everything, pretty much. Now, what can we do about this? Well, there's really basically only two solutions or two answers, and they both have to do with ending corporate personhood. The first is to, you know, change the composition of the U.S. Supreme Court so that they can revisit their own decisions in Buckley and in Bilotti and in Citizens United, and for that matter in Santa Clara County. So that's one option. That's going to be the most difficult option because it would take Congress, you know, an act of Congress to expand the court, and Franklin Roosevelt threatened it, but the last time it was really done was, you know, in any meaningful way, was by the Ulysses Grant presidency, when they took the Supreme Court from 6 people back up to 9 people. So, because they had dropped it from 10 down to 6 people when Lincoln died because they didn't want Andrew Johnson to appoint anybody. So that's the first way, is changing the composition of the court. The second way is for Congress to pass a law saying corporations are not persons. And the Supreme Court, you know, whatever they say, it doesn't matter. We have the final say in this. You know, asserting their Article 3, Section 2 powers. Will they do that? Will they pull it off? Will it succeed? I don't know. I mean, this is one of those, you know, have we reached the point where corporations are triumphing over democracy? It sure looks like it to me. So we've got a long way to go with this thing. And, you know, it's a major battle, and it doesn't get anywhere near the coverage it should in the media because the big media corporations are corporations first and media second. They love the fact that they have these rights, these powers, that you know, humans arguably don't have. Humans can't live forever. Corporations can. Humans need water and air to, you know, clean water to drink and clean air to breathe. Corporations don't. Humans have, you know, a whole variety of weaknesses that corporations don't have. You know, physical bodies, frail physical bodies. Corporations have no body. No body, you know. So why are we making corporations, why are we giving them precedence over humans? Well, the answer, I think, goes back to, and this is, you know, also the reason why Republicans are constantly promoting strongman kind of governments and things like that. I think it goes back to, you know, 7,000 years of relatively modern human history, what we call Western civilization or Eastern civilization for that matter. The last 7,000 years, basically, pretty much everybody on Earth has been ruled by dictator kings. Popes, you know, they call themselves, or pharaohs, or whatever, but they're dictator kings. They're warlord kings. And so the corporation is basically, you know, a clone of that. Corporations have become little kingdoms, and the CEOs are the kings, or queens, as the case may be. And so, you know, we're giving all these powers to corporations by way of basically, you know, taking them away from humans. And it has left us in the situation where corporations now are buying off our politicians left and right. And corporations are engaging in massive price gouging. It's one of the reasons why inflation was so bad. In fact, what little inflation we have left appears to be almost 100% corporate price gouging. President Biden is starting to talk about this more. But we've got to do something about corporate personhood. This is a big deal. We'll be right back, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour in about 10 seconds.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Pick up some news here with you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Quote, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. End quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get up to 35% off on bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM. And welcome back. Just a quick recap of some of the news of the day. This is fascinating stuff. First of all, what to watch for in Michigan. Today is the Michigan presidential primary. On the Democratic side, you've got Joe Biden, Dean Phillips, and Marianne Williamson on the ballot, although Marianne has dropped out of the race on February 7th. She pulled out, plus uncommitted. And the Listen to Michigan campaign, which is largely being organized out of Dearborn, out of the Arab American community, very, very substantial Arab American community in Dearborn. Louise and I used to go down there when we lived in Detroit and for that matter, when we lived in Ann Arbor and Lansing. There's just some great ethnic restaurants. And anyway, they have a goal of 10,000 votes that they want, where people will say basically uncommitted rather than voting for Biden. Not as a way of hurting Biden, not as a way of saying that they're going to vote for Donald Trump in the election, but as a way of sending the message that they are very unhappy with the fact that this administration is not holding Netanyahu to account with regard to the war crimes he's committing in Gaza. But, you know, if they get 10,000 votes saying uncommitted, you know, it's important to put that in context. In the 2020 election, there were 19,000 Democratic votes for uncommitted in the primary. Joe Biden was in that primary. In 2016, there were 21,000 uncommitted votes. In 2012, when Barack Obama was the only candidate on the ballot, 10% of the votes were uncommitted. That was 194,000 uncommitted votes. Now, so far, Representatives Rashida Tlaib, Nina Turner, former U.S. Senator Nina Turner of Ohio, Andy Levin of Bloomfield Township, and Beto O'Rourke of Texas have each shown support for this push, this Listen to Michigan push. And it's been backed by Our Revolution, which is the group that Bernie started, although Bernie has come out and said that he actually endorses Joe Biden's reelection. Meanwhile, in Europe, Macron, the French president, says that he doesn't rule out sending Western troops into Ukraine. This is getting very, very interesting. I mean, basically, the war is getting real for Europe. And now the prime minister, Robert Fico, he was elected just 6 months ago, the new prime minister of Slovakia, has said that, this was 2 days ago, he said that NATO and the EU are preparing to deploy troops to Ukraine. Now, there's no evidence for this. This guy is a Putin supporter. He's one of the few, him and Viktor Orban in Hungary are basically the two Putin supporters in the European Union. But, he said this is what's going on. And the Czech minister, Peter Fiala, replied. He said the Czech Republic is not preparing to send any soldiers to Ukraine. Nobody has to worry about that. Macron said that a new coalition would be created to supply Ukraine with longer-range weapons, missiles, and munitions. He said there's no consensus. This is Macron. He said there's no consensus today to send ground troops, but nothing should be excluded. We will do whatever it takes to ensure that Russia cannot win this war. He said the new coalition would be set up to supply missiles and bombs of medium and long range to Ukraine, and added, we are convinced that the defeat of Russia is indispensable to security and stability in Europe. So, you know, big deal. Meanwhile, this is what happens when you have a single-payer healthcare system. Canadians, this is great. So Canada has had they call it Medicare. And it's Medicare for all, basically. Everybody in Canada has Medicare. The cost to buy in varies with your income, but, you know, seems to be, from best I can understand, is averages around $200 a month. And for that, basically, you know, all your care is free. All your medical care is free. It didn't cover drugs, though. But now the government has, and Justin Trudeau, his Liberals and the New Democratic Party, have announced that they're passing this Medicare, Canada PharmaCare Act by the end of this year. They're going to start out by saying that all drugs for diabetes and vaccines and, you know, a couple of other, oh, and birth control pills are all going to be absolutely free. So you just show up with your Medicare card at the pharmacy, and that will pay for them. And so, this is what Mr. Singh, Mr. Trudeau's health minister, said. I can proudly say that not only do we have the legislation that specifically refers to single payer, that refers to the Canada Health Act and the principles and values, we've also secured commitments to delivering diabetes medication and contraceptives using a single payer public model. So this, you know, this is what happens when you have a national healthcare system rather than relying on a bunch of for-profit corporations to do everything. The for-profit corporations, when you give them that kind of power, when you put them in charge, they will always take the opportunity to rip us off. That's what corporations do. They try to maximize profits. In fact, that's what they legally are required to do, is try to maximize profits. And if they can maximize profits by you know, consolidating the business model, as it were, you know, but through monopoly and thus not having competition, all the better, they say, or they say to themselves. The first president to challenge this since Reagan was Joe Biden. And he's got a real uphill battle here. But the bottom line is that when government does what government is supposed to do, which is to provide for the general welfare, provide for the common good, then good things happen. And in Canada, medical care is inexpensive and competent. It works very well. And now, at least for diabetics and women who are using birth control pills as a start, pharmaceuticals are going to be free. It's amazing. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
From the Mississippi to the San Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 WLAK, Amory's radio station.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. On to Super Tuesday. ABC News can project that President Biden and former President Trump will win Michigan's presidential primaries. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote. The state has become the epicenter for party members who aren't happy with the way Mr. Biden has responded to the Israel-Hamas war. The White House is hoping to see a deal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza by Monday and is standing by to help.
The United States will provide an additional $53 million in urgently needed humanitarian assistance, which will include assistance to the World Food Program, and other international NGOs.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Residents in Canadian Texas, in the state's panhandle, are being told to shelter in place, even though they are in the path of a fast-moving wildfire. A nuclear weapons facility in Amarillo has been shut down for now. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he will veto a bill that looks to address PFAS forever chemicals. While the bill would help communities clean up PFAS contamination, Evers said it would also limit state officials' ability to hold polluters responsible. He's instead calling on the state's Joint Finance Committee to release the $125 million set aside in the state budget to communities impacted by PFAS to test and treat their water. Republican leaders in the legislature are looking to continue their fight to oust Wisconsin's chief elections administrator. They filed an appeal to a ruling in January from a Dane County judge saying that they have no authority to remove Megan Wolf from her job. They say that the State Elections Commission has a duty to appoint a new administrator after Wolf's term expired in June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No ending in the overnight. Accumulations 1 to 2 inches. We'll see some clearing taking place. Lows around 5 above. Wind chills between 10 and 15 below. And northwest winds up around 35. Skies will eventually turn sunny on Wednesday, blustery in upper teens. Currently 11 degrees.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
For all of your support. Did you you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. And welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Kurt in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I didn't get a chance to call yesterday because your line was busy and I got busy. But your op-ed yesterday, as far as what I was able to catch, missed one important thing in that whole scenario.
Okay. And that is?
As you know, the president would be elected by the House of Representatives, and unfortunately, a majority of the states have Republican-led members of Congress.
Right.
But the vice president is picked by the U.S. Senate, and if the Senate stays in the majority of Democrats, who would be voted by the Senate to be Donald Trump's vice president?
Interesting. I didn't realize the two were separated. Is that the 12th Amendment?
I believe it is, but no, the Senate picks the vice president and the House picks the president.
Huh.
So that could be our saving grace in the government.
Yeah, conceivably. I'll have to go back and read that. I thought that part of, actually it was part of Article 2, wasn't it? I thought that part was corrected.
Well, if you go into the way back, but if you go into the Wayback Machine, and this is pre-me, right. I only know this from history, you know this from living it. Who confirmed Jerry Ford and Nelson Rockefeller to be vice president?
I don't know.
The Senate.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Because you can actually find it on YouTube and various places where Jerry Ford and Nelson Rockefeller are testifying for the Senate committees in order to be sent to the full floor of the Senate for a vote to be confirmed as vice president under, at that time, Richard Nixon for Gerald Ford and Gerald Ford for Nelson Rockefeller.
Right. But the 12th Amendment was not used in that case. I mean,
no. I might have had the amendment mixed up, but I do know that the Senate does confirm or vote for the vice president.
Yeah, the president of the Senate. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, well, let me ponder that. I don't know what to make of that, Kurt. But
like I said, that could be our saving grace for the next.
It could be.
So, unless God forbid something happens.
A little bit of backup. Yeah, interesting. Kurt, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I need to do a little research. I appreciate it. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
That lady that called from Chicago, my heart goes out to her. Hartman, that's why we call your show. Anyway, I was calling about, I saw Malcolm X's daughter. They have new evidence that here at FBI and was involved with his murder, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and just like Martin Luther King being killed by Floyd Gowers and, you know, what's the other guy, Fred Hampton. You know, it's Black History Month, and I don't hear anybody talking about stuff like that. To me, it's all the Republican Party, you know. It's the anyway, I just wanted to call and bring that up. Okay. People need to look into it.
All right.
And I love your show.
Okay, thank you, Hunter. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate it. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, you know, our courts want to assign personhood to entities that have never been born.
Correct.
So we have.
They don't just want to. They've already done it, Paul.
That's what I'm saying. They've done it. I was just thinking while you're kind of talking about the Citizens United and this wacky ruling in Alabama, that the 14th Amendment pretty well clearly states that in order to be, you have to be born to have rights. To have rights in the state where you live, and then to have constitutional rights.
under...
Well, apparently, according to the Supreme Court, if you file articles of incorporation, you have just given birth.
Well, that's right. I just like, well, but... And Mitt Romney said, well, corporations are made up of people. Yes, but those people have already been born. They already have their right of personhood.
Correct. Correct.
And so, I mean, basically, what are articles of incorporation? They're just business club papers. Mm-hmm. We're a business club.
Yep.
And so now we're a person.
Yep.
Now we have, you have frozen embryos that have not been born. Now, here's an interesting thing. We have to count them, don't we? If they're if they're children, then they are persons.
Yeah.
And the Constitution requires that we have to count all persons. So, well, this would actually be good for Democrats because these fertility clinics are mostly in urban areas. So, we have to count them. If we haven't been, I don't know why somebody hasn't. You know, they're opening up a huge, not only constitutional can of worms, but theologically. This judge down in Alabama said. People exist before they are born.
Right.
Now, that's way, way outside any mainstream Christian orthodoxy.
That's not true. That's the Catholic doctrine.
No.
Yeah.
The only preexistent, the Nicene Creed says that Jesus was eternally begotten before he was born.
Right. But the Catholic Church for my entire lifetime has said that a fertilized egg is the equivalent of a person. That therefore you should not use IUDs and birth control devices that they claim are actually abortifacients. I realize the science says that they're wrong on that, but
okay. But again, and you know, I just had a discussion with my cousin. He asked me, when do you think life begins? I said, we don't need to talk about it. We both have bioscience degrees. Life is continuous. Sperms are human life. Ovum mm-hmm. are human life. What goes out with the feminine napkins and the used condoms are human life. They both have 23 chromosomes. Who gets to say because it's in the diploid state when it's fertilized, oh, now you're a person?
Right.
Well, the
Alabama Supreme Court just did.
Here's the problem is that then constitutionally, did they have rights? How did they have rights? They have to see these, and by the way, Tom, they're property. And you know the Constitution does prohibit slavery if you're not convicted of a crime, but it does not prohibit people being property, and these are property.
Right.
These embryos are property.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, they've really just messed things totally up. I think because they've gotten to the point where they think it doesn't matter if you're born. In other words, being born doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Being born is nothing.
Right. In the rush to satisfy the religious zealots with regard to the personhood of what are the blasts, you know, diploid cells, to use your phrase, Paul. And in the rush to give corporations as much power as possible, this is what the GOP has brought us. And Republicans on the Supreme Court as well. And, of course, obviously, Republicans down in Alabama.
And then now we have this issue. We have judges who are interjecting their own personal opinions, and some of them very, very outside the mainstream thought.
Can you imagine if the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court had written a decision saying, we've got to protect these embryos because they are made in the image of Odin. You know, Thor will get upset if you get an abortion. He might curse your family, and you'll end up with some weird disease. I mean, these were things that were actually believed by Norwegians once long ago.
Exactly.
And the Norse gods.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a legitimate religion, and in fact, there are still people who practice it. But people would say, "Whoa, that's weird." But because so many of us are Christians, it's like, "Oh, that's not so weird. Come on, that's very weird, no matter what." Because it shouldn't be.
End up before the United States Supreme Court, because I don't deny that the states it's within their powers to regulate in vitro fertilization or even prohibit it, but not for this reason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a different thing. So that opens up the case for appeal to the Supreme Court. But now we have, six Catholics who are a little extreme, in my view, with regard to their religious orthodoxy to say that the unborn. So, and here's the other thing. How long do these frozen embryos, now they're people, how long do they get to live in suspended animation? Forever? Can we never dispense of them? I mean, or after a normal lifespan, after, say, 80 years, do we get to dispense with it? I mean, how long of eternal life do they get to have in frozen suspended animation?
Yeah, it's a whole, it has opened a huge collection, the proverbial can of worms, a huge collection of questions.
Exactly.
Got it. Paul, thank you. Spot on. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Broadcasting from the city of Lakes.
Well, not really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 WLAK. WLAK's radio station.
Amory's radio station.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Their coats got shinier, they lost weight, they've got a spring in their step and a sparkle in their eye. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, I'm looking about this Canadian health plan. I don't know if you've really looked at this plan or not. It covers far, far less than what I even have as a middle-class person with a prescription health plan that's affordable. And I think
most just a
Americans...
start. That said, though, the vast majority of drugs in Canada cost a fraction, even without health insurance, cost a fraction of what they do here in the United States, because Canada doesn't let the pharmaceutical companies rip off the country. They do national purchasing.
Yeah, but Tom, besides that, this plan is so flawed and covers so little. An entire province, Alberta, has already said, we don't want any parts of it. We're opting out.
Yeah.
I will take my health plan and the health plan that most Americans have that give you access to prescriptions over any Canadian plan.
At a much higher price. Okay, Tom, that's fine. If you want to continue getting ripped off by Big Pharma, go for it.
Well, it's better. I get the prescriptions that I want, and I can get what I want.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at these other health plans, Canada and all these. Oh, they have national health plans. I would never trade my health care for what these other countries have. They state what they have.
Yeah, well, that's not the message that I hear from people in Canada when they call in. So, Tom, good luck. Bob in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Well, I've always said that corporations are people, yes, but they are people without souls.
There you go. I like the old bumper sticker, I'll believe a corporation is a person when Texas executes one.
Exactly. Yeah, just the way that they have to operate. They are forced to make a profit. They are forced to maximize return to their shareholders. It's kind of like Walmart when Sam Walton died and the kids didn't know what to do with it. So they hired business majors who knew the business law inside and out. And pretty soon they vertically integrated the entire U.S. economy, shipped all the production to China, and then cut the costs that they would pay for things. They were like the perfect corporation.
Oh, yeah. Sam Walton was made in the USA. You know, that was his slogan. In fact, that's the title of his autobiography, Made in the USA.
But his kids, they just hired out to work, and they got the perfect corporation out of it. It destroyed mom-and-pop businesses all across the country.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But there's no... A person without a soul doesn't have empathy, doesn't have common sense even. All it knows is profit and numbers. It's sad.
Amen. Well said, Bob. Thank you very much. Jan in Spokane. Hey, Jan, what's up?
I was thinking about how Republicans are repeating their old programs. We know that they picked up on the Southern strategy again, and that's kind of like what this is on steroids right now.
Pick up the racists.
You know that story about Reagan and the hostages, about hold on to the hostages until after I'm elected and I'll give you a better deal. That I don't know if that story's true or not, but that's the story. Well, they're stalling the border bill until after Trump's elected. That's the same program.
Yep.
Different subject.
Yep.
Okay. Then Donald Trump asked Zelensky to open an investigation into the Bidens, and they were withholding Ukrainian defense funds. It's because they wouldn't do it. That's what the Republican House is doing now. They've picked up. They're doing what Zelensky was smart enough and honest enough not to do. And I think that's really sad.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this it's really a tragedy how corrupt this thing is. They just finished the meeting. President Biden is meeting with the four leaders, you know, Hakeem Jeffries and Moscow Mike and Moscow Mitch.
Moscow Mike and
Chuck Schumer. And Chuck Schumer is speaking right now. I don't know. I'll have to check during the break, you know, if anything came out of the meeting. But we're going to have a government shutdown in a week. And Biden came out and said, you know, this is going to hurt the economy. And Moscow Mike is like, yeah, that's our goal. We really want to hurt the American economy. That's what Putin told us to do.
Exactly right. They're repeating their old programs.
There you go. There you go.
They just keep adding to it and going on.
I got it. Jan, thank you very much for that. Lisa in Glenlock, New Jersey. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm a proponent, definitely, of Medicare for all. And many years ago, I did numerous ski vacations in Western Canada. And everyone I spoke with was very happy with their health care. I even had a situation when I was out there, and they took care of me for next to nothing. But my Republican friends here insist that people are dying waiting for tests. It's terrible. Obviously, they're just drinking the Kool-Aid because what I've heard and read. And they happen to have a longer life expectancy in Canada. They're happier, but just wanted to see if you could shed light on the reality of their healthcare system. I know things are emerging with the drugs, but
I think one of the best indicators of the quality of a nation's healthcare system is longevity. And what we're seeing is, as you correctly pointed out, is that Canada has a longer lifespan than the United States. And you know, it's they've got a national healthcare system that works well. It's inexpensive. It doesn't have a lot of corporations in the middle, whether it's, you know, pharmacy benefit managers on the drug side or whether it's insurance companies on the paying the bills side. Both of those large sectors where hundreds of billions of dollars are sucked out of the American economy every year and transferred into the pockets of fat cats and Wall Street and big corporate, you know, CEOs and whatnot. None of that's happening in Canada. What's happening in Canada is the government's doing that work, and they're doing it at a fraction of the cost, and they're not having to raise prices in order to be able to pay dividends and you know, stock options to CEOs and all those kind of things. So, you know, it's your Canadian friends, you know, the same thing I hear from, I mean, we're near the Canadian border here. Louise and I grew up in Michigan, which is right on the Canadian border. And, you know, we hear these stories all the time from people in Canada that they, and in fact, my one of my kids' ex-husband was Canadian. So, his family still lives in Quebec. So I'm real familiar with this. You know, people in Canada love their healthcare system. Lisa, thank you for the call. Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Dean Obidala is going to share with you why Donald Trump won't call out Vladimir Putin. Stay tuned. It's going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation continuing to march toward a partial government.